little Vince, there have been no episodes of your podcast.
Hello.
Oh, look at this weather. It's podcasting season.
I'm Will Thomas. Good to have you with us.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Ben Strauss.
Vince Agard.
The forefathers of the podcasting movement.
What?
You know, they're not unicorns.
I already listened to one of these, and it was a lot of like, bar, bar, bar.
Well, you all are just really tickled by that, aren't you?
We'll do it live.
Do you think that might be really boring?
We'll do it live! Fuck it!
What are you doing, baby?
This is
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show. Another episode.
What's up, Ben?
Into your ears. Whoa, wow. Someone's excited.
That's great. Yeah, I'm really excited, man. We're doing a podcast.
That's the best thing that happens to anyone in the world at
Pretty
any
much.
Time. Well, it's even more exciting because today we have a special guest, at least as special as any other guest we've had.
That's a short name.
His name is Dan, and here he is. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Dan? Dan?
Yeah, wow. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thanks for having me. Thank you. How's it going?
Great. Thanks. But we're asking the questions here.
Oh, I see. Wow. Really turning the screws.
So, Dan is coming to us from a state starting with MI, which I won't be bothered to remember which one it is.
It's down to like two of them, right?
Like three that I can think of.
Yeah.
Michigan.
So it's Michigan.
Minnesota.
Oh, that's four.
Wait, what are the other
Mississippi.
Two?
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi. Yeah, that's true. And of course, East Mississippi.
No, that starts with EA.
Mississippi, comma, East.
Yeah. And Missouri.
Oh, you know, everyone forgets Missouri. It's the most overlooked state.
Well, you know, when they have something to show me.
I was thinking about something. I was thinking of a show me joke, and I couldn't get there. You got there.
Yeah. So somewhere between those four.
Yeah.
Damn. That's where Dan is. What are you doing there?
Well, I live here.
Yeah. That's pretty much all anyone is doing right now, I guess.
That's true. That's true. I was going for a joke, but really that was like a statement about society. No, I moved here like 2 years ago, but I work remotely, so I could like really live anywhere. I could be living with you, Ben.
Why, if you could live anywhere, are you living in Misurpee?
Misurpee, sure. I enjoy the culture and the climate of the part of the country that I live in. It's a secret.
You know, we used to have a studio in Minnesota.
Did we?
Yeah, you don't remember that?
No, when was that?
I mean, it was like, I don't know, 10 years ago?
Did you say you used to live in Minnesota?
5-8 years ago? I don't know.
Like 2011 or something? Or 12?
Yeah. Remember we used to go to those minor league baseball games?
What's the team again?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know either because I've never been to a minor league baseball game as long as I lived here, which has been about 16 months.
Oh, well, you're not going to go this year.
Well, I mean, I'm going to go. No one will be playing baseball, and it'll be a crime, and I'll be trespassing.
It'll be a crime. How many minor league games have either of you guys been to outside of Minnesota?
I've been to probably maybe like a good 24 minor league baseball games. Were tons of fun.
Yeah, they're fun. I definitely went to like Bowie Bay Sox games a couple times.
Oh, okay.
It's my firm opinion that minor league sports in general are more fun than major league sports.
Oh, it's just like hot take.
That's right. Well, I mean, you brought me on this podcast to discourse on society and provide some hot takes, and you know, I'm bringing up
discourse and hot takes.
All right, so let's take a step over to the sports corner. Why do we think that minor league sports are better than major league, and is that just universally true for all sports?
I wouldn't say it like holds for, you know, all the time, but like most of the time, yes. I would say it comes down to a few things. One, the tickets are like 1/10 the price. Two, the quality of the play is not like significantly worse. Especially baseball, where you're not really there to like watch. You're not like, unless you're like a 90-year-old man from Brooklyn, you're not there to like take in the quality of the sport. You're there to like get shit faced and hang out in the sun with your buddies. And, you know, get some hot dogs, maybe some nachos.
Does your opinion change like live versus televised?
I will not go to a live football game of any kind, college, professional, because I went to a professional football game once in my life, and it may have been one of the most unpleasant experiences of my life.
Was it in Philadelphia?
It was Buffalo, which is worse.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I was in Buffalo for about 5.5 years.
Well, you didn't tailgate, or, you know?
I did tailgate.
So did you jump through a table? I don't see where this could have possibly gone wrong.
This was before the jumping through tables thing became so popular. It was like 2011 or so.
So was it just really cold?
Yeah, it was super cold. It was like everyone was obviously drunk as shit.
Yeah.
And I like to like bottom line it, I would say that it was you know how like when you watch football on TV, there are commercials, you can get up and go to the bathroom and like get a drink and whatever, you know. When you're live there at the stadium, you cannot do that. You just sit there and watch them like mill around.
Yeah.
Which is not that much fun. Also, I probably heard more racial slurs in that one day than I have like the rest of my life combined.
Whoops.
Yeah. I actually thought that like we were actually in like pretty good seats. We were like maybe like 10 rows back from the field, and I thought like the seats would be good enough that
filter out the riffraff.
But it turns out that like, you know, the kind of people who go to NFL games in Buffalo, that racial slur thing cuts across demographic.
I think you'll find that in a lot of places.
Yeah, it's classic. It turns out that racism is class agnostic.
I went to a CFL game in Toronto.
Oh my god.
You in Argos?
Yeah. It was Argos Lions.
Nice.
It was fun because...
Do you think CFL was more fun than NFL?
Yeah, I mean, it was different kind of fun. I mean, it was like kind of the minor league thing like you're talking about. Like they played in the Toronto MLS stadium, and it was like not close to being sold out because like soccer is the big deal there and not football. So they had like... you know, insane beer specials, and you know, it was kind of like a MLS type atmosphere, but for football.
I can be into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my hot take over here in the sports corner, in the sports dome.
right. It sounds like you guys basically agree with each other. I don't know if that makes it not a hot take.
Yeah, it's pretty lukewarm take, frankly. Also, like, even if Vince disagreed with me, like, who fucking cares?
Oh shit.
I don't know where Vince lives. Vince might have has a vague grasp of where I live.
I live in a city that does not have any major sports teams.
You do?
It does not have any major professional sports teams.
I mean, that like narrows it down to like basically all of them. I mean, I went to a Twins game. Actually, the Twins game was kind of fun. The stadium's in like downtown Minneapolis. And it's like they like really go out of their way to make it like super like retro Americana kind of vibe, like real like day at the park kind of thing, which is a lot of fun because I'm a fucking sucker.
So aside from the sports thing, what are your views?
What are my views?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the really good questions.
Yes, I talked to my director of communications. I have a personal one, and you know they said that you know Vince and Ben play hardball, and
we warmed you up with that thing about minor league and all that, you know, strong agreement with you.
That's right. I was like, now,
but now it's time to get into it.
Wow, these guys also like baseball. We're best friends. Nothing bad could be coming around the corner.
The lights are on now or down. What's it? What is more intense? When the lights are down or when they're...
If you're like arrested, like they turn the lights up to like kind of...
Is down the opposite of on?
I feel like lights down is like a sexy erotic thing, and I feel like lights up is not that.
Sure. I think I'm picturing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire effect. Like,
da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, like the they've rotated downwards physically.
Here's a question. You know, Mario has worn a lot of hats in his day.
Mario who? Mario?
Mario, yes. Would you play a Mario journalist game?
Why are you thinking about that?
Isn't that just Paper Mario?
Mario Journal. Oh,
wow!
Vince, were you a secret member of the Cornell Lunatic?
I don't know what that is.
That's for the best. Wait, you're friends with Ben? You don't know what the Lunatic is?
No, I know what it is.
Okay. Surprise, Dan! I have a full life outside of whatever bullshit that was before you.
Outside of a thing you did 10 years ago and probably haven't thought that much about since.
Yeah, Dan. I've done things even longer ago than that, like go to high school.
No, to me, college was a defining period that actually did not define much other than...
You guys know that guy, Mark, with an L or whatever his name is?
Yeah,
you could be talking about so many different people.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Well, yeah, what about
you? Didn't answer the question.
Yeah, I do know him. What about him?
No, the question was, what are your views?
Oh, I thought the question was, do I know Mark with an L? What are my views? You know, I'm like pro good stuff. I'm anti-violence. Cats. I'm into cats. I don't know if you can hear it, but my cat has been jumping off and on the desk multiple times during this conversation.
Actually, I haven't heard that.
Oh, I was hoping that, like, you know, the listeners would hear that and it'd add like a little bit of like a little bit of color to the podcast. You know, be like a character. You know, like how you know, like
what color is the cat?
Yeah. What'd you say?
What color is the cat?
The cat is, I would describe Masha as a thing of a silver, a lustrous gray. Let's call her a lustrous gray.
Nice.
You're really sounds going colorful. For the super Russian thing there, huh, Dan?
She is not a Russian blue. Thank you for asking.
That's a different thing. Yeah.
She is a tabby cat, but I believe that somewhere in her past there is a bit of Russian blue blood, because she is gray and has the characteristic eyes. Am I talking too much about cat genetics?
That just made me imagine a show called Russian Blue Bloods, which is some kind of I don't know.
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, but Russian Tom Selleck.
Stalin.
it's true. Russian Tom Selleck is just Stalin. Wait, so hold on. In Russian Blue Bloods, are they just, is it just Blue Bloods the show, but they're Russian, or are they cats also?
Oh no, that's cats.
that's cat cops.
Cat cops.
Oh, cat accountants. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Did y'all see Cats? I actually did not get to see it while I was in theaters, so now I have to make a real commitment.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
we talked about it.
Yeah, there were, I think, at least two episodes.
I think
we
kind of spoiled the plot on here, so then I didn't feel the need to go see it because it had already been. I felt like I already got the experience.
A friend offered me, or invited me, to drop acid and then go see Cats, which I was extremely excited to try.
Yeah, so why didn't you do it?
Well, because we are stupid and didn't look at a calendar, and by the time the day that we planned it, it turned out it was no longer showing.
Did you find that out before or after you took the acid?
before we took the acid, unfortunately.
I think it was before the you guys looked at the box office results and realized that it was not going to be in theaters longer than one day.
I was kind of hoping, like, we have like a cheapy theater, you know, where like all the shitty movies show up for like $2, and I was kind of hoping that it would appear there, but then you know, the virus.
So many plans ruined.
Something something of Mice and Men. Something something.
Oh yeah. Right.
Wait. That is a book. That's a reference.
But the quote is not from the book, right?
It is.
I think it is in the. That's a good question, though.
That's definitely in the book, isn't it?
I think it at least predates the book.
It does predate the book. It might just be
An epigraph.
An epigraph, yeah. I couldn't think.
No, you're thinking of Little Women. They never actually say that thing.
they never say, "And these are my little women."
No, Bob Odenkirk says that in the movie.
He does say that. He does say that in the movie. Does he say it in the book?
He doesn't.
Does Bob Odenkirk, as he's portrayed in the book, Little Women, say the phrase "Little Women"?
I don't know if they say the phrase "Little Women" in the book, but everyone thinks, or at least I always thought, the last line of the book was, "They were no longer little girls; they were little women." But I think that's just from The Simpsons or something.
What did y'all think? Here's a turn on the screws question. What did y'all think of Little Women?
Didn't see it.
I haven't read it or seen it.
Oh, okay. Well, let me educate you as a man who saw the movie and did not read the book.
It's pretty good. I mean, I'm shocked to hear that Bob Odenkirk is in it. That's surprising to me.
It's like the most jarring. It's like a very, you know, like how like good movies like kind of really convince you, they really convince you to like suspend disbelief and like
immersion.
The appearance of Bob Odenkirk is like the one moment where you're like, wait a second,
wait, what?
That's Bob Odenkirk. Like that's not the dad of this family. That's the dude who I saw show off his taint in Mr. Show.
Wow, it's been a while. But he is a serious actor now, so.
Is that his, outside of like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, has he done anything else serious?
I think those are the main. I feel like I remember him in one other thing kind of recently.
He was in Fargo.
That might be what I'm thinking of.
I think I saw him in something else too. I can't remember.
My hot take, here's a real hot take. I didn't like Fargo that much.
Wait. Which one are we talking about?
The movie.
Okay, oh, he wasn't in the movie Fargo. And second of all, you're wrong.
Yeah. agreed on both of those.
This isn't like a, you know, different strokes or different folks thing, just objectively wrong.
You're correct.
I'm not saying I hate it. It's not a bad movie. It's like fine. It's just, you know, I wasn't really taken with it.
Yeah, wrong. And you live there now.
I don't live there. And you mean in Fargo or Minnesota?
Well, the movie doesn't take place in Fargo. Is that why you were confused?
I know that because I watched the movie.
Did that take you out of the movie? Because you were just
taking me out of the movie where it's inexplicably called. Inexplicably, God, that's the word. Called Fargo. Why is it called Fargo in the movie? Why is the movie called Fargo?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it.
Who hasn't seen this movie that came out 25 years ago?
Yeah.
I would say my favorite Coen Brothers movie is actually Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Again, because I'm a fucking sucker.
What are you a sucker for?
Twee Americana.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Is that kind of like, does the phrase Twee Americana kind of tie it up?
Yeah, that phrase bothers me. Yeah.
What about it bothers you?
Just the syllables.
The syllables as they're arranged in that order.
Yeah, the way they sound and the meaning that they have.
Do not listen to like banjo bluegrass music because
I like when Kermit the Frog plays the banjo, or you Steve mean, Martin, I guess.
When Kermit the Frog sings Over the Rainbow, you're like, yes, this is bluegrass.
Yeah, that's bluegrass, right? It's not Over the Rainbow, Dan.
No, didn't Kermit the Frog, didn't they do Over the Rainbow on didn't they do a Kermit thing?
It's the Rainbow Connection.
Whatever. Didn't they also do Over the Rainbow is from Wizard of Oz, right?
Come on, I think Wizard of Oz should count as Twee Americana.
It's not Twee.
That's Boomer Americana. To me.
What? It's from the 30s.
But my defense, A, I don't know anyone who was alive in the 30s in America. And I don't know, it feels much more mid-century to me.
No, yeah, it was definitely cool to like that if you were a boomer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Thank you for the backup. Now Ben is in the hot seat.
Yeah, wow, what happened? I mean, I like that movie. That's good.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like you're a boomer.
Maybe I am.
I mean, Ben, Vince. I don't want to assume anything about you, but Ben, as far as I know, is the only one who A is married, B has a child, and C has a steady job of the three of us, which I think are all characteristics of a boomer.
I like how you just assumed all that about Vince. Maybe you did your research.
Yeah, who knows where my research went.
All right. So, Ben, any follow-up questions for our guest?
I didn't like Oh Brother, Where Art Thou that much. I mean, it was fine.
Ugh.
But wait, but I gotta ask. I mean, haven't you seen A Serious Man?
A Serious Man is a very good movie.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Serious Man is a great movie. I think I like the Coen Brothers movies that are like. I feel like I don't love their crime movies. Like they have like certain, like they've done so many movies that they have like subgenres.
Yeah.
And I don't think I love their crime movies that much. Like Blood Simple, like I saw Blood Simple, that was fine.
Yeah. Right. But I feel like you can just see Fargo and that one's really good. And then, yeah, you don't
that
have to
really good.
See the rest of those.
Yeah, you don't have to contextualize it into like a grand tapestry of thought.
What about the Garfield movie?
Oh, that's a modern day classic.
Oh, the Coen Brothers. I think it was just one.
My favorite Coen Brothers movie, actually, I'm taking that back, is actually Inside Llewyn Davis because I think I just love. They're just like they're hopeless movies about sadness.
That one's also Twee Americana for sure.
Yes, yeah. That is a very Twee Americana, edging on Boomer Americana, but like.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So like the definitions are not like clear cut, and I'm obviously a giant hypocrite.
Sure, yeah. For that one, I'll say meh. I mean, it was fine.
Love it. But also like Like my favorite TV show is Mad Men, and that's like nothing. That's like nonstop. That's like wall to wall the Americana.
I hate Mad Men.
It's like the best TV show ever.
Yeah, if you like TV shows where nothing ever happens.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Its glacial pace is the best part of it.
I mean, I don't mind a slow pace as long as it's like building towards something. Mad Men was just building and building and building, and then nothing ever happened.
But isn't that what life is like?
Oh, get out of here. If I wanted to experience that, I would just live life.
But instead, you're watching TV.
Exactly.
Ben, this is going to be an anecdote for just the two of us and literally no one else. But did you know that Mark with a K and I used to watch Mad Men every week, and Mark would wear a suit every time?
Now that's twee.
Yeah, we were good. Like, this was back in the days when Mark was still trying to be like a well-dressed like gentleman. Which was a short-lived period, but you know.
I feel like I don't really understand you guys' relationship. But
I don't either. It's weird because Mark's like my best friend. It's strange. Yeah,
that sounds strange. Like you explained it.
Yeah, but it's, if you've ever seen me and Mark in the same room, we're from two very different worlds.
I guess you guys have seen each other in the same room on October 11th, 2015.
Is that the day of your wedding?
Yeah.
Vince, were you at the wedding? Did we meet?
Yeah, dude. You remember that?
I don't. I feel like you're trying to make me feel bad, but I am incapable of shame.
Sweet.
I
was the guy in the kilt.
Yeah.
I do not remember a guy. That sounds memorable, but I do not remember a guy in a kilt.
There actually was a guy in a kilt.
Who do I remember? I remember the rabbi who married. He tried to sell me something after the ceremony.
What?
Yeah, he was kind of a salesman. He had like a sideline kind of gig of
entrepreneurship
of some kind.
The thing I knew that he did was he invented some like basketball game for people in wheelchairs or something like that.
Yeah, he told me he tried to sell me something about sports. So that adds up. he tried to like hook me into some kind of thing and give him money.
That's really why you.
Oh, I think he hit up a bunch of people.
Oh, man. Damn.
Okay. I know. I don't think he practiced a little low-level anti-Semitism and was like, that guy looks Jewish. He probably has money.
But he's a rabbi.
That happens. You know, so Judaism has a long history of self-hatred.
That's right, yeah. Classic Simpsons joke as well.
I feel like self-hating Jews is a joke the Simpsons did not invent.
Right. No, but there's, some episode where Rusty the Clown finds out he's not Jewish, or maybe
his dad was a rabbi. His dad is literally a rabbi on the show.
I know, but there's some later episode where something about that, and then he goes, you know, I thought I was a self-hating Jew, but turns out I'm just a plain old anti-Semite.
That's a good line. Was it in the canonical seasons 3 through 8? Because that's the only one.
I don't think so.
Oh well, then the other ones are non-canonical.
I know, but it's a good line.
It is a good line. are there any other? Yeah, go ahead then.
No, you go ahead.
No, I'm the guest. I'm the guest. Don't you like prompt me?
I got a prompt.
Yeah, hit me.
How do you feel about things?
Oh, great question.
I'm generally against them, except
cats.
Cats. I mean, cats are cats.
Don't
things.
Help him.
don't help him. I'm asking him deeply vague questions and letting him dig his own grave.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. Are they?
I would posit that cats are not things, because a thing is inanimate. And my cat, despite the fact that she is staring at me like a fucking garden, like a lawn ornament right now, is animate.
Wait, Vince, do you have a cat?
Yeah.
Yeah. I met that cat, right?
Yeah.
It's black.
That's right.
Okay. And its name is
Vince. You're giving out details of this cat like Ben is a cop, and you're just not giving up any. You're giving up no details. That's right. I got a cat. Who's asking?
Vince knows his rights. Its name is Carrot Stick.
No. Why would it be Carrot Stick?
I don't know.
The names you could have pulled out of a hat. Why that one?
Its name is Frank.
No. I can't tell if you're legitimately trying to guess or if you're if this is a bit.
Its name is Nacho.
No.
The podcast listeners are on the edge. The edge of their seats.
Well, they probably know the answer already.
Right.
Vince's, I don't know, partner, mom, dad, I don't know.
All the listeners are just shouting into their computers right now, or however they
iPods.
They're doing it like old time. They were doing it like old fashioned radio style, where they write an answer and mail it in, and then next week Vince will reveal the name of his cat.
Oh yeah, we have a phone. If you think you know the name of my cat, it's 862-234-0491.
Yeah.
Do we have any calls, by the way?
I don't. Maybe a spam
one. Hey, did you get a new phone?
Did I get a new phone? No, I installed an update, and
I don't care about that.
It made me reset my phone, and then it still screwed it up. So anyway,
have to reset. Actually, sounds interesting.
Yeah. What are the details of your firmware update?
You know, Android security update for April 2020, a time that is.
Oh, Ben, it is. We're well into May.
I know, but I just got it. It might be June by now. and then it was like file encryption failed or something like that. So
file encryption failed.
Encrypt underscore something or something underscore encryption.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right.
So when does it tell you that? Just whenever you open it, or
like when I restart
it? You flip it open.
That's it. Yeah.
When you flip it open, like a blaring siren goes off, and it just tells you what a failure you are.
Yeah, I think after I hit, you know, restart now to install update, then it did that.
Oh, so it just keeps telling you restart now or whatever?
No, I mean, after I restart, that was it.
Well, you said it was still fucked up.
Yeah, so then I reset my phone and then installed the update again, and then it happened again.
Well, why'd you install it again?
To see if that would happen. I'd already reset it.
You know, the definition of insanity.
Well, now I know.
You knew the first time.
But maybe it was, you know, now I tested it from a clean, setup.
Sounds like you need to go into, like, security mode or whatever that is.
I need to, like, I Googled it a little bit. I need to, like, sideload the OS or something.
That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't, but people have...
That sounds like BS.
Did you try binging it? I don't know if I would trust Google on this topic.
That's a good point. Google, the owner of the operating system.
Ben, I'd like to imagine your home life as, like, Diane sitting and Joel sitting just like calmly at a table and just watching you like walk around bumping into tables and furniture like a Roomba that can't quite find its way.
You mean like looking at my phone and like jabbing?
Yeah. Looking at your phone, day-to-day life, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Not accurate.
All right. Is that Joel who does that?
Yeah, right. Joel got a toy violin for his birthday, and he learned how to like hold it with one hand and use the bow with the other hand. That's pretty cool, right?
Wow.
Yeah, let's see you do that.
I definitely could not do that.
But my question is,
is this what it, being a parent is like, when your kid just learns new things, you just tell your friends and like, ah, could you do that?
Basically. I mean, I was thinking about this, you know, for you, that's like, okay, cool. Some kid did that. But for me, that's the most impressive thing he's done in 2 years. So
it's been a 2 year fallow period where he hasn't done anything impressive.
It's been gradually more and more impressive, but so far this is the most impressive one.
Making it sound like a musician that like went underground for a couple of years and making it back with a big hit.
That's right. You know, his the Ba 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 hit from 2018 was pretty good, but yeah. Since then, yeah.
Now Jill's coming on strong with their current opus, Holding a Violin with One Hand.
And the bow with the other hand.
It's two. That's really two separate things, really. For a child of Joel's age, which I am going to guess is four.
Two. Oh,
it's all starting to make sense now.
Yeah.
Two-year-old playing the violin. I'm both impressed by Joel's coordination and impressed at your ambition as parents.
Well, it's because, and you're going to be even more dumbfounded and speechless. One of his grandfathers likes to play him classical music videos on YouTube, and he got obsessed with this one and watches it 3 times every day, which you see a guy holding a violin. So
is it the Auckland Symphony Orchestra playing the theme from Pirates of the Caribbean?
I'm gonna have to look that one up because that sounds pretty good. It is the Emperor Waltz by Johann Strauss Jr.
Junior, so, no, I prefer senior.
Yeah,
is that who played him the video?
What
is that? Who showed him the video?
Did Johann Strauss?
You said it was like his grandfather.
It's his other grandfather, if you can believe that.
Oh.
Yeah.
What, Ben, is your grandfather a famous lover of classical music that everyone knows?
No, but his name is Strauss.
Oh, I guess that makes sense. Are you descended from the famous Johann Strausses?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I don't remember those guys being Jewish, but hey, you never know.
Isn't Strauss like a canonically, I don't know why canonically is the word of the day, but isn't Strauss a canonically Jewish last name?
I don't think Johann Strauss was Jewish, though.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
I think it's just like a kind of Austrian name.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Did you know, you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you anyway, that my last name is derived from a type of wine that people drink in Ukraine, which leads me to believe that there was some ancestor way back in the day who was a famous drunk, so drunk that they named the type of wine that he drank after him. Or they named him after the wine, and to this day I carry that name proudly. That's,
but aren't you super Russian?
I was born in the United States. I was born in the United States. Thank you for asking. Okay. My mom is from St. Petersburg, and my dad is from the Styx in Ukraine, which is kind of like the equivalent. Of like a socialite from Manhattan marrying like a mechanic from Appalachia in terms of Soviet like class.
Right.
I'd watch that movie.
Yeah. It'd be called I don't know, Das Vidanya, which would be great because it has my name in it.
Das Vidanya has your name in it?
Oh, yeah, in Russia, Danya is like a term of endearment.
Oh, I see. But she took his name.
She's a traditionalist.
Yeah. Well, you know, now you're here, so it was worth it, I guess.
That's true. I am here. What's the question?
I mean, like, you know, it all worked out.
That's true. I am stuck in the middle of a pandemic in the United States, as opposed to being stuck in Ukraine or St. Petersburg. Well, you know, the United States is doing the worst so far. You've got the number one pandemic.
Number one.
although Russia, because I spend like half my day just like clicking refresh on the Johns Hopkins COVID tracker, Russia is climbing the charts. So, you know.
Yeah, I kind of heard that they're just like also denying it and, you know, saying everything's fine. And then a bunch of people die.
Yeah. I actually wrote a little bit about this. Russia, as you may or may not have heard, if you're not like a keen, eagle-eyed political watcher like I am, but right. Russia has a history of lying.
It seems a little dysfunctional from what I've heard.
I mean, it depends on who you are. You know, yeah. If you are Vladimir Putin or like Vladimir Putin's wife, it's very functional.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's really functional. It's just a question of what the function you're expecting it to do is.
Right. Yeah, if the function is like divert money into like an oligarch's pocket, then yeah.
I was thinking like cosine.
That's one of my favorite functions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good man joke.
I like the heavy side function.
We're not talking about cats anymore.
Are you one of those bots, Dan?
Yes, I am a bot. You know what? You warned me that you were going to turn the screws, and you really got down to brass tacks. The screws were actually not screws, and they were actually tacks.
Right. We lulled you into a false sense of security, and then got you to cop to being a bot.
Yeah, cop to the bot.
Oh my God, he admitted it.
You know, I didn't think that show was that funny.
Yeah.
That was
right. I agree.
Which one is this?
What was it called? I Want You to Leave.
I think you should leave.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched one or two episodes of that, I think.
Yeah,
it was
fine.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
No, it was actually really funny. And will not bring you back to the scarring episodes of us getting invited to terrible improv shows. is that Middle Distance Schwartz special on Netflix. That was actually legitimately funny.
Oh, well, I thought we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I said, yeah, I hear them on Comedy Bang Bang every so often, and so I feel like I already get the point. But yeah, they're good.
Comedy Bang Bang. I mean, the whole point of improv, Ben, is that it's unique and that, like, you know.
Yeah, but...
Comedy Bang Bing Bong.
It's unique, but also it's the same every time.
I do have very vivid memories of getting invited to very terrible improv shows in college.
And, yeah, some of those are pretty terrible.
I mean, how many good improv shows have you been to in your life? Because I've been to one.
Live?
Yes.
I went to the, what's it called? The Del Close Marathon.
Ooh.
One time.
At Second City?
That's UCB, right? In New York.
UCB is in New York.
Yeah.
Wasn't Del Close from the founder of Second City?
Yeah, yeah, but that's what they call it, the UCB thing.
Was Lily Du there?
She doesn't do improv, does she?
Well, she was in UCB. I don't know.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that. I've never met her. I've never known
that can't be true.
It's true.
No, I don't think that's right.
How would I have met her?
She dated Nick Wolf.
In like middle school, right?
No, in like, didn't they go to prom?
I didn't go to prom.
Oh, God damn it. Whatever. You met her.
I don't think so.
She was probably hanging out in front of the Whatchma business at some point.
Maybe.
Like, I don't know. Maybe they didn't date that long or whatever. I may be misremembering.
I mean, are there these famous people? Either Nick Wolf.
Whatever. I don't care. I mean, who cares?
Lily Du is on the rise to stardom as far as I know. And I, which I don't know. But Nick Wolf, yeah, famed fundraiser for climate change activist groups in California, I guess.
Oh, I should probably know his name then.
Yeah, definitely high profile. We'll appreciate the shout out on this show.
He doesn't listen to this, does he?
I don't know. Sure, why not?
No, he doesn't. Whatever. Okay, I don't care. On. Yeah, if you 862-234-0491, if you want to debate all this shit that we're saying about you, give us a call.
Well, call in and tell me to my face, you sack of shit.
Well, I also saw him like a week ago or something, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you were there.
Yep.
And you were there. And you were there. And you were something something, right? That's from The Wizard of Oz.
See, I'm not old enough to get that reference.
Yeah.
You gotta quote something. It's gotta be like Grease or like later.
Grease.
That's my touchdown.
What, like 1000 BC or?
Yeah, exactly.
What year was Greece? I don't know.
What year was Greece? Yeah. Greece was really hot in about 1000 BC.
I see.
That's when Aristotle was really popping off.
I mean, they still exist.
Do they?
All I remember is we had that philosophy class in high school.
Origins of Science?
Yeah, and then this one girl said that she thought Jay-Z was a genius.
Oh, yeah. Tiffany, I think.
I guess.
I love that you pulled that little detail out.
That's really all I remember about that class. I remember sitting in the sun. There was like a sunny side of the classroom that I tried to sit in most of the time. And I remember claiming that David Gutenberg was good at arguing.
Okay. Is that that's not a hard claim to back up, right?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe you're not good at arguing. Yeah, and you remember that Jay-Z is a genius. I mean, she was very serious about that.
I know.
Yeah. And she was right?
I mean, I guess it depends how you define genius.
Yeah. Let me see if I remember anything about that class. We sang some songs, right?
I guess.
Yeah, that's it. And Jay-Z is a genius.
So that really stuck, that stood out.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Well, should we take a break?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Bye, Dan.
All right, goodbye. Thanks for having me.
Well, you can stay if you want, but...
I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. After the break, things are going to start getting really wild, so...
All right. I can hear like the...
It's like going into the back room at the club.
You can definitely feel that the momentum is building right now.
Yeah. It's going to be like an episode of Mad Men. It's going to build and build and build, and then it's going to cut, and that's going to be it. And then I want to buy the World of Coke commercial plays. And,
Yeah, was that supposed to be? Was it the whole thing that you had to be like a real advertising head to get anything out of this show?
Yeah, you got to be a real ad. You got to be in the know. You got to be a real ad head.
Wait, did they?
Or Cokehead, as you know, or whatever.
Right.
If you will.
Did they get to the moon in that show?
Yes.
So that happened.
Yeah, but like you knew that was going to happen, so you were like, oh, you know, they're going to get to the moon, or like, various people will be assassinated, and that's going to like coincide with some big plot point in the show. And right. Instead, it's just like, oh, they're all by the pool and something came on TV and then they went home. Yeah.
It's not about those moments. It's about the people and how they were changed by those moments.
Were they changed?
They were fucking changed, man. They were all the same the whole time. The first season actually had like an interesting ending. I think if you're going to watch that show, just watch the first season and then stop.
No, I will go to my grave. My last words will be me shouting that Mad Men was a great TV show. My wife and children will be like, we love you, we'll miss you, and my last words will be about Batman.
Yeah, well, I mean, they wouldn't have married you if they
No, I mean, they knew, I mean, she knows, she will know what she's getting involved in.
Right. Your first day, it's going to be
driving a knife into the table and then yammer about Mad Men.
Oh man, this is how the magic starts.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm a master of romance.
All right, well, I guess we'll see you guys after the break. Thanks for coming, right, Dan. I told you to shower before you came on.
And I didn't.
Great. Okay.
Cool. All
right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
All right. Can't tell if you're leaving or not.
Bye.
I think if you look around at so many of the technologies that are available today, there's so many brilliant female minds that are behind it. A lot of times when people think about our worlds, you think that all the knowledge has already been acquired, or how can you further it? But that's when inventors come into play. They constantly push the boundaries of what we think is possible.
It's important to imagine things that don't exist yet, because you see the possibility for things to happen. You kind of let your brain be free. Who knows, maybe you can actually make it something real.
Back in the old days, women were in the kitchen, women looked pretty on the stage, but now, women and girls are building things. So I thought, why not I be the change that I want to see in the world? My name's Ava, I'm 16, and I'm from Ireland. I'm working on an invention that detects the amount of harmful dyes in soft drinks and sweets.
My name is Gitanjali, I'm 13 years old, and my invention helps detect lead in drinking water.
My name is Sophia, I'm 16 years old, and I'm working on an invention to detect sinkholes before they collapse.
What's this? How did you get there, Ava? I don't really know. Miss Monopoly.
Hasbro created a game that no other game maker has ever done before. A game that features Ms. Monopoly, whose goal is to make a difference by celebrating female inventors and inspiring young entrepreneurs everywhere.
Welcome back to the Ben and Vince Show.
Hello. Hey, you.
We're here to wrap up this edition of Ben and Vince. Big thanks to our special guest, Dan, for joining us in the first segment.
Yes. Thanks to him. And, AMC also thanks him for the shout-outs.
Oh, did you hear AMC is maybe getting bought by Amazon?
No, really?
Yeah. Yeah, shouldn't you know this already? What's the inside scoop?
AMC is maybe going to get bought by me.
So, okay, I was talking to Amanda about this, and we have a difference of opinion. I think that Amazon wants to buy AMC so that they can show movies to people in theaters. And she thinks that Amazon wants to buy AMC so that they can convert all the theaters to like warehouses or shoe stores.
I kind of don't think it's that one. I mean, I think they could get real estate, you know.
Yeah.
Through other means, like buying it or renting it.
Right. That's what I said. And like, you know, if they really wanted to sell shoes, they would just buy DSW or something, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Why shoes? Where does shoes come from?
Amazon fashion? I don't know. Well, don't they own Zappos?
Yeah, Zappos was like one of the very first Amazon acquisitions, as far as I remember, my Amazon history. Yeah, that seems unsupported to me.
Well, I don't know. Only one of us has a master's in business administration, so...
That's true. That's true. Whoa, is there a ghost in the studio? is AMC the movie chain and AMC the channel the same thing?
No, I don't think so. The channel is American Movie Classics.
Right.
I don't know what the chain is.
Is that Lowe's? Is
yeah,
Lowe's
AMC? I think they acquired Lowe's or something.
Yeah, right.
Or they merged with Lowe's.
That seems like, if they are different, that seems like close enough industries that they should not have the same name.
That's a good point. I don't know. I mean, it's not the same logo.
I made a good point. That's amazing. I haven't been to a movie theater in, I guess, like 2 years at least.
Okay, so do you think that movie theaters will ever be back in business?
You mean after the pandemic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it just seems like it's going to be a long time before people want to go to the movies again, so they're all going to go out of business.
But who's going to buy those? Oh.
Right. But then in the meantime, like, everybody's getting so used to streaming everything on their couch, and like the studios are starting to just release things direct to streaming and stuff.
I see. I mean, yeah, I guess that's an interesting question. I feel like people still like going to the movies,
yeah,
but it's just like such a hassle for people.
Well, once Amazon buys it, they'll probably make it cheaper or something. I don't know.
It is very expensive now. But yeah, I mean, maybe just for like, maybe all movie theater movies will just be like IMAX. That's the only reason you would go.
You know, I wish they would put them back on film.
Okay. All right, Quentin Tarantino.
I'm just saying, it adds something to the experience.
It's a different experience.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, yeah, they should have a mix, I guess. I was reading a Curious George book. First of all, did you know that in like 1998, they published something called The New Adventures of Curious George? And on the cover, and even on the cover page, it says, by Margaret and H.A. Ray, who were the original authors and illustrators. But then below that, it says, basically, like, in the style of the original Curious George books by Margaret and H.A. Ray, but now by Vipa Interactive.
No.
First of all, Vipa Interactive?
That sounds like a algorithmic YouTube kids channel.
Right, but this is from 1998. I mean, it also does sound like a company that would have published like Oregon Trail in 1998.
Okay, but, so the book was bad?
It's fine. I mean, if you read the original Curious George now, which I have.
Oh, it's like racist or something?
Not racist, but it's very colonialist, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm surprised they haven't edited it, but yeah, you can still buy this. You can still buy this book now where the man in the yellow hat goes to the jungle and sees this happy monkey eating a banana and traps him in a bag and takes him back to the US and puts him in a zoo, and he's like really happy about it the whole time.
All right. You didn't answer my question though.
Let me see if I can answer your question.
It might help if I ask it first.
Okay, I'm gonna go with yes as the answer. No, go ahead.
So given that movie theaters might be done forever, what was the last movie you ever saw in the theater?
Interesting. Okay. It was probably... Star Wars The Last Jedi. My Neighbor Totoro.
Wait, I don't know what that is.
That's one of those Miyazaki movies.
Okay, that's not helping.
You know, like Spirited Away or like Ponyo.
What?
It's one of those Japanimation films.
Is that what they call anime?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but it's okay. Well, you know, I guess it's pretty famous, this guy.
What's his name? Mitsuzaki?
Miyazaki.
Miyazaki.
Yeah. This was an old movie. I mean, it's from like the 80s, maybe?
Where did you see it at?
Landmark Bethesda Row.
Oh, man. That's where we watched Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans.
Oh, shit. Was it?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
That movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything about all circumstances surrounding that movie. That was great. Wait, I had something else to say.
The last movie I saw was Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh, sure. Okay. You're a little more current than I am,
I guess.
Okay. No, my point was going to be, in this Curious George story from 1998, there's one where he goes to a movie theater and he goes into the projection booth. And, you know, all the whole aesthetic of these stories is like, you know, harkening back to the 1950s or whatever when it was first published.
Okay.
And so he goes, you know, he goes into the
projection booth. By the way, I would have guessed like 1925.
Oh, when it was first published?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is even older.
Well, yeah. It's also been 25 years since I read a Curious George book, so I could be wrong.
Yeah, sure. I could be wrong too. Maybe it was like 40s. I don't know. Anyway, so they kind of make the projection booth a little old-timey looking in this new story, but you know, he's still doing it on like the reel-to-reel thing.
Okay.
And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. So even in a book that was purposely anachronistic, that part was still up to date, but now...
Wait, what do you mean?
Like the way they design the movie theater and just the way they draw it. I mean, it looks like a little bit 50s-ish.
Wait, so you're saying in the 50s they used a different kind of projector?
No, I'm saying they did use a projector, and in 1998 that detail was still correct, even for 1998. But now, just 20 years later, that part is wrong.
Yeah, because I mean, technology is accelerating.
That's right. Yeah. Like, we don't even have monkeys anymore, I guess you're saying, too.
It's like, what's that law about the processors? Microprocessors.
The law. Yeah, Newton's.
It's like, I don't know.
No, Moore's law.
Wilson's law, I don't know.
Yeah,
is it Moore's law? That could be right.
Yeah, it's Moore's law.
Okay, well, I don't know. I know it's not...
I do know.
Yeah, I know it's not Hooke's law.
Oh, what's Hooke's law?
That's the spring.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, I know it's not the ideal gas law,
Yeah.
Because that's about gas.
Yeah. And it's not Green's theorem.
That's about surface integrals, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I know it's not Newton's law of cooling. You remember that one?
No.
What I remember about that one is if you take cookies out of the oven and put it on the counter, they will get cooler. This is not Newton's law of cooling. This is called duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did you hear this news about Quibi?
That it's doing badly?
Yeah.
I haven't sampled the product myself, so
I don't know if it's is it because we're in a pandemic? Because that's the excuse they used.
Right. That's why people aren't using a new streaming service.
That's right.
Yeah. That's probably the reason. Yeah. I think they're right about that.
Have you seen any clips from any of the shows?
No.
For those who aren't aware, we're talking about the streaming service Quibi, which stands for Quick Bites.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool.
I saw a clip from some show. It had famous people in it, but it was about this woman who had a golden arm, and then she was suffering from gold poisoning, but she refused to remove the arm, so she was dying. And somebody said all the shows just sound like fake shows that would be on TV in 30 Rock.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Well, that also sounds like the plot of that episode of Arrested Development where Tobias gets hair plugs.
Yeah.
I think there's a line from 30 Rock from one of the later seasons where Jack is being forced out of something or whatever, and he's like, I'll have you know, Barry Diller and I are working on a whole new approach to media.
I saw there was some in that same interview where they blamed it on the pandemic. The interviewer was like, well, TikTok is doing really well, isn't that kind of like a similar idea to yours? He's like, no, you can't compare it. That's like comparing apples and spaceships.
Apples and spaceships?
Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, you know, TikTok is user generated, which is, you know,
yeah,
obviously totally different. I really like that golden arm. Well, yeah, that's like that one for 30 Rock where Tracy has gold shoes for some reason. And then trying to walk out of the room, but you know, it's like really heavy. He's like, no, don't help me. I'm too proud.
Yeah. Look up that clip. Cause it's like exactly like what you would expect on one of those shows.
Who plays the woman?
Someone famous. I don't remember.
All right. Let's get to the bottom of this. Woman, golden arm, Quibi.
Quibi, which stands for Quick Bites. The show about the woman with the golden arm.
Oh, the woman from Marvelous.
According to Pink News.
Okay, shut
it's
up.
Safe to say that.
What?
Sorry. Oh. It says it's safe to say that Quibi, the platform aimed at. I should have just let Google read it. Rachel Brosant. How do you say her name?
I don't know. But
the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah. Pulmonary gold disease. I mean, what's the reason that she wants the arm to stay, even though it's killing her?
I don't think they had enough time to explore that in the quick bites of
Yeah,
10 minutes apiece.
So we're technically watching a trailer for a 10-minute thing.
Well, I'm not. You are.
I'm not either. I'm reading about the trailer. Okay, well, yeah, I think it's the pandemic. That makes sense.
Yeah, once everybody has less time on their hands, they're going to want more quick bites.
That's right, that's right. People have too much time right now, of course. Yes. That's why everyone's watching The Godfather and Lawrence of Arabia.
I watched the Avengers Endgame. That was 3 hours long.
I watched that too, yeah, a while ago, I think before the pandemic. That was fine.
Yeah.
Well, wait, okay, you probably haven't. Did you watch the last Star Wars one?
No, I know that was the last movie you saw in theaters, though.
No, that was the second to last Star Wars one.
Oh, what's the last Star Wars one?
The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, okay. So the Last Jedi was the good one, and then they brought back the guy from the first bad one to make it bad again? Is that...
Well, yeah. I mean, right? I don't agree with those. I mean, I think that's like about how a lot of people feel. I really liked the first one, and then I didn't think The Last Jedi was that great. I thought it was okay. I don't know. And then this one I thought was like really bad.
Okay.
It's my own fault because
it seems like they were just trying to like do fan service, not like in a sexy way, but like
yeah,
you know, like they're like, we really just want to see the original Star Wars again.
And... Well, that's why I like the first one because it was like that, but also they introduced new characters who I thought were really likable and interesting. Okay, but again, this is my own fault because it's J.J. Abrams, and I didn't take into account that he's really good at setting stuff up and then just like absolutely terrible. Yeah.
That's a good point.
It irritates me so much that they didn't plan it out. Like,
yeah. Like, you explicitly say we're going to make exactly 3 movies.
Right, exactly.
And, like, it's the number one franchise where everybody analyzes, like, is this a good trilogy?
Yes. Yes.
We'll just wing it.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. Nothing made any sense in the end. Yeah.
J.J. Abrams is making a new TV show with who?
I don't know.
I gotta know. It's like someone interesting.
The Dos Equis guy? He died, right?
Wait, what? Is that why they changed it?
No. Did he die? I don't know.
They changed it to like some younger guy. I didn't really understand why they did that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Director? That doesn't sound right. Writer?
It's probably on Quibi.
Oh, it could be. Producer? Oh, yeah, that's it. He's making a TV show with Jordan Peele.
Oh.
On HBO called Lovecraft Country.
Like the Cthulhu thing?
I think so.
Oh, weird. Yeah, interesting. I mean, yeah, whatever Jordan Peele does probably is going to be good, but I don't know. Anyway, yeah, that Star Wars movie was terrible. I finally saw it because it was available for rent on Amazon Prime.
So you still paid for it?
I paid like $3 or $4. It was bad. That's all I have to say.
I don't remember when was the last time I saw a Star Wars movie not on a plane.
Yeah.
So, safe to say I will not be watching any Star Wars movies for the foreseeable future.
Makes sense. Well, everyone's saying The Mandalorian is really good. But...
Oh, that was a show, though. That was a TV show.
Okay, fine.
And that was good.
All right, well, that's all I have to say for today.
Okay.
Glad I got it.
Real quick, did you hear about Robert Pattinson's pasta thing?
No.
All right. No. Well, I'll let you look it up after the show.
I'm gonna just do a quick Google on that. You've intrigued me like the first.
It was in Gentleman's Quarterly. I know that guy. We were talking about that guy Mark with a K. He's a gentleman, or he gave up on being a gentleman. But if you had read the latest issue of Gentleman's Quarterly, you would have already known about this.
Okay, so here I am on VanityFair.com.
Now, see, this is where somebody makes an article about an article.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so he's going to be Batman. I had forgotten about that.
Right. He's in some Christopher Nolan movie that's supposed to come out in July.
Oh. Okay. He reveals that in 2019 he spent a not inconsequential amount of time trying to become a pasta entrepreneur by asking himself an eternal question: how do you make a pasta which you can hold in your hand? He's trying to.
I think you should go to the original source, because he's revealing all of this over like a Zoom interview. And then he starts to make his like prototype dish.
Oh.
For the interviewer. Because he's nice. In his apartment or whatever.
This photo of him is not looking so good.
Well, he took it himself because he's in, you know, they couldn't send a person to take pictures of him to his apartment.
A photo man?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I have to? All right. Control F. Okay. Yesterday, I was going on YouTube to see how to microwave pasta. What? Is he okay? He didn't strike me as like an insane person.
I mean, aren't all famous people insane to some extent?
I guess. Okay. What if pasta really had the same kind of fast food credentials as burgers and pizzas? I mean, that doesn't sound insane, other than it came at the end of like 48 hours of not sleeping or something, as I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out how to capitalize in this area of the market. Okay, now we're going somewhere. And I was trying to think, how do you make a pasta which you can hold in your hand? I like that quote. He told the famous restaurateur his business plan, and his facial expression didn't even change afterwards, let alone acknowledge what my plan was. There was absolutely no sign of anything from him, literally, and so it kind of put me off a little bit. I like that. Piccolini Cucino, little pillow.
I feel like it's Cucino. Is that right?
Sure, probably.
Not important.
Okay, so he does some disgusting thing. What? I'm just skimming because I want to get to the end where he like eats it. Oh no. He burned himself. On a hamburger. Oh, okay, then. Is he okay? Okay. Oh no, did he really microwave aluminum foil?
I mean, he was pretty sure it wasn't a microwave.
Yeah, I think I have to leave that alone. But that is a Piccolini Cucino. That's it. That's the end. Well, I want to know how he thinks he achieved his goal of pasta that you can hold in your hand. Because from that description...
I love how he says, like, I just did the same thing yesterday, and now I can't remember how to do it. What is it? 1,000 watts?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like, it sounds disgusting too. Like, he just put a ton of sugar and cheese and melted it together with pasta that he microwaved. Put it on a hamburger bun.
Yeah.
Put that. Put that whole thing into an oven.
And like pasta sauce, I think.
Oh right, yeah. Piccolini cucina. Well, now that he's said it in GQ, he'll find a business partner.
That's what his, yeah, he literally said that. and cornflakes.
Oh, that's right. I love how he went to the store and he's like, I need to buy ingredients. Let's see. Cornflakes, sliced cheese, sauce, doesn't matter what kind, and a giant novelty lighter so that I can light it on fire.
I think, was that to burn the initials in?
Right, yeah.
Holy shit.
I also love the idea that that's the name of like a fast food franchise. Like, yeah, yes. Do you want to go to McDonald's, Chipotle, Taco Bell, Piccolini Cucina?
Well, hey, you know, all those words you just said were foreign, you know, at some time. You know, McDonald's, Scottish, Chipotle, Spanish, Taco Bell, Spanish. So, you know.
You could be right. You could be right.
Mm-hmm. You just don't have the imagination. Damn.
I saw somebody who went and got takeout from Red Lobster. They got Cheddar Bay biscuits and then cut one of them in half and put a Chick-fil-A like chicken in the middle.
Mm.
So, I mean, that's just, you know, the kind of shit you can do nowadays.
Right. That's right. That's right. That's, yeah. I mean, that's creativity. I mean, that can catch on. I don't know about this pasta thing. I mean, they have Noodles and Company, by the way.
Yeah, but you can't hold that in your hand. That's why it's not successful.
So he like agreed to run this in print or what? I guess he agreed to do it in front of a camera.
And he was excited to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
Shit. I know we already talked about this, but whenever I think of him, I know most people think about Twilight, but I think about that movie where it was like a, you know, that New York romantic comedy. And then the twist ending was that it was 9/11.
Oh, what's that one?
I can never remember the name, but we talked about it before.
Okay. Yeah, I don't really remember. That's a big twist.
Yeah.
Well, GQ. This guy's definitely a gentleman.
Hell yeah, man. I'm about to go make a piccolini cucino.
All right, well, me too.
1,000 watts. Set your oven to 1,000 watts. 10 minutes.
Damn. All right, well, I guess I'll see you next time.
Yeah.
All right, so long, listeners.
Catch y'all later.
Stay safe out there.